agreed to, they set their price and they paid them. They got well paid. And them that still fought it to the last, they went in there and condemned it and just gave them what they wanted to. For. He said, Coy, don't you sit here and let them come in here and condemn your land, give you what they want for. He said, you set your price and don't you budge. And that's what I've done. Now let me tell you something. This day and time, you ain't got no certainty. This government we got this day and time can do anything and get by with it.
You've seen governments change? Government didn't used to do that?
No, gosh. There wasn't no such a thing years ago as the income tax.
Think that's what started the whole thing going in the wrong direction?
I know. And he said, well, it's just like the Bible. Every generation gets weak and wiser. You may not fall in line and believe it. I can't help it.
Oh, I do. I got no argument with that. No, sir. Were you involved at all with the organization around Cane Creek there?
Oh, yeah, I reckon I had a bunch of tried to write my little pocket change up, me and my poor mother.
Ran you up a bit of money to get into that, didn't it?
Them lawyers, they didn't give a darn who won. All they left is their money. You know, they ain't no justice no more.
I was reading some of the newspapers and things, you know, back through what was going on. Noticed that some of the lawyers they hired weren't even from this area. They were from Raleigh.
Yeah.
Whose choice was that? There isn't anybody in that Orange Grove over there that's ever had a son or a daughter be a
Capitol
lawyer?
Capitol Hill governed Orange County, ruled Orange County.
They run it pretty much, huh?
Yeah, I told them county commissioners over there when they were fighting that thing. I said, it's a quiet thing to me. Everything, don't you put this down. You cut that thing off. This I'm telling you now. I don't want that bunch down there to get a hold of.
Okay, I'll turn it right off.
I'm already in the water. Famine, drought, hailstorms, windstorms.
It's pretty iffy business, isn't it? They're going to cut enough of it out to. We'll end up with a.
Well, they claim that sign and say the way the population is growing, they're going to have to go to eating seaweed. They better be planting a pretty good crop.
You know, they keep taking it at the urban sprawl. It keeps spreading out, taking up the farmland. What they don't build on, they cover up with water.
In highways. Let me see if I... You through with these?
Yes, sir. I guess if you want to put them away.
Well, I just want to get them out of the way if you didn't want them.
Mr. Armstrong got very upset. I'm talking about the commissioners and people in Chapel Hill who don't care anything about farmers or farming. He asked me to turn the recorder off.
There is my great-grandmother, that's my grandfather, and that's my great-uncle, and that's my great-aunt. And my grandfather, Daddy, died when he was 6 years old, Uncle Jim 5, and he was 6 months old. And my grandmother couldn't read and write, and she raised them children.
That's a beautiful picture. That's
Lord, there ain't no telling how many hundred years, how old that thing is.
Now, this is your grandmama Armstrong?
Great-grandmother. My grandfather's
mother. She was a McBride?
Yeah. I don't know where I've got them other pictures of Mama and Daddy, and that's because it was in this box.
You ever put names or anything on these pictures?
No, because I know them.
What are we going to do when you aren't there to tell
us? Well, that's all right. If they ain't enough interested to find out, all right.
Isn't there anyone in your family that's real interested?
No, sir. They ain't none of them. They ain't never paid no attention. Never was interested. And what I know much about, my great-grandmother told me about her ancestor when I was 6 and 7 years old.
It was right fun to listen to, wasn't it? You paid attention?
And it stuck with me, too. My niece's husband here, the other day, he said, we were talking about our ancestors. He said, Cole, I don't know nothing about mine. My grandmother and them all died and this and that. He said, you ought to have somebody to make a recording. All I said, I ain't making nothing. I said, if they ain't any more interested in asking me about it, they can go. I said, I don't care. I love my folks, but this day and time, they don't care about their folks.
Some of them don't. I care a lot about mine.
I do, too. I sure do. But you know what? I don't see what I have done with them other pictures. Let me go back. There ain't no telling how old that thing is. Now, this is my sister, and that was my mother, and that's my niece.
She lives up toward Graham?
Yeah.
It says
she has two children. Uh-huh. The girl, she works up there at Dr. McFarland's office, dentist office, and my nephew, he lives in Albemarle. He's the manager of Kmart store up at Albemarle.
Says here your mama was at your sister's home when she died?
Yeah.
She didn't go to a hospital?
No. Yeah, she come from the hospital. And she would get along very well, and she took bad off all at once.
Was she from the hospital? She went to live with your sister, or was she just visiting?
She went to stay there for a Virgie said it'd be a whole lot better for her to stay up there than it would for her to run back and forth down to the old place. Mm-hmm. So we take it, turn them about, looking after her.
She ever learned to drive a car?
Me?
Did she? Did your mama?
No, Lord, Ma, no.
Could she drive a team?
Yeah, she could drive a horse.
Mm-hmm. How long did you keep horses to drive?
Till I moved up here. I had a mere mule. I'd have one day if I had room for it. I had to get up every morning before I went to school when I was 8 years old. Walked a whole lot further from here to where you turn off the highway over at the barn every morning, feed them horses. Before I went to school, come back eat my breakfast and get ready to go to school. I had the horses all my life. Work with him. Wasn't nothing no pretty. Get up some pretty morning after a shower rain, just a good seed, and hook up that old horse or mule to a 4 foot walking cultivator and put that corn, dirt up at that corn just about that high.
Could roll it back a foot, couldn't you?
Them good old days.
Was it good plowing down there?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have any rocks around here where I come from. We got rocks to keep.
Yeah, we got rocks here too, bet your life.
They do a job on your plow. You use the mule to plow?
You what?
You use the mules, not the horses to plow?
We had a tractor too, but shoot, cultivated the stuff with a walking cultivator. That there tractor business drag over them and didn't. You want to get a hold of them plow and shove that plow down in the ground, break that ground up where them little feeder roots from them plants can take hold when they start growing there. Yeah, that ground's hard and they can't take a hold, they'll just ball up there and your plant will dry up.
You didn't plow with the horses, you used the mule?
Yeah, horses and mules.
Oh.
I used horses most of my life, so I kept until I died, and then I couldn't get a horse, that worked mule, and it broke its leg before I moved up here, and I had to kill it, so they come on with this lake business, and I didn't need none of them.
Get kind of attached to them, do you?
Oh, dear. It never gets out of you, either.
Your mule have a name?
Yep. Call her Beck.
Beck?
Britt and Zeb were the horses, and Annie was one of the horses' names.
What was the other one's name?
Annie, Britt, and Zeb. Them horses were the age I was. We kept them till they died. Now, plow that gray horse, old Zeb, take him, hook him up, not put a plow line on him, and start roll corn. That horse will walk right up to the side of that row, put that dirt right, you get to the end. Gee, here, Zeb, turn right around, come back in the next row.
How about your milk cows? Did you, how long did you keep them? When you were young, you had some, you had a couple.
I kept them till Mama died.
Well, you were still milking your own cow. You do that?
Yeah, I milk.
Could she milk?
Oh, she milked long as she was able.
Did you ever use electric milker?
No. Didn't need it. One or two cows. Were you raised on a farm?
I spent most of my weekends on a farm. I lived in a small city. My best friend was from a dairy farm.
Uh-huh.
And so I used to go out there and ride. And so I've helped on farm, bale hay, feed calves, work in the barn, feed ensilage. You know, when they were milking, we'd get the wheelbarrow, and put the silage down the front, do things like that while our folks did the milking.
Did you know what the only difference, what used to be that they called it the chain gang, a dairy farmer and a poultry farmer, the only difference is not being on the chain gang, you ain't got the stripes. That's day in and day out work. You cannot, well, I'll let them go today. When 4 o'clock comes, you got to milk them cows. 4 o'clock next morning, you got to. At evening at 4 o'clock, tell me. It's pitiful how ignorant folks are to realize what it costs to produce milk.
Yeah, they complain about it at the store, how much it costs. They haven't any idea what goes in.
They sure don't, and what it costs that poor man that's producing it. You know what? I've got folks, one of them come by, here in January, my birthday, from Chicago, helped to fight that lake. I've got another friend in Seattle, Washington. She writes me every once in a while. I get a letter from her. I got one, a friend who's Peace Corps, and I'll tell you in a minute, Nepal. He spent several years there while he come back. When he come home, he brought me this lock from India. Now open it for me. You'll never open it, so I'll just have to show you.
Is there a, there's a punch? Is that a punch in?
No, let me show you.
Hope I didn't break it for
you.
No. Spring loaded? No.
You see?
What's
that? This here releases it. He said them things sold for a dollar and a half a piece. That's handmade. You can see where the file, it sees the streaks of the file on it.
Not a lot of craftsmanship in much that's made anymore. It won't take the time. That's marvelous.
And I got a card from one of my friends from Chapel Hill on the way to Australia. It's in the South Sea Island the last time I heard from him.
Where you meet all these people, eh?
Come out there, them students from Chapel Hill, they graduated now and they still write to me and come and see me. Some of them say, well, of course, you have learned me more in some ways than I learned down there in Chapel Hill.
That's true. More of them ought to come out, send their kids out. That'd be good something for the kids to do, you know, if they'd get them when they, all these kids don't know what to do with them. Send them out, put them on a farm, let them work.
I wish, I don't know where I put them pictures in a special. I put it in that picture was the house, the road went by the house. I don't know where I put it. But these special things I put up, I run across them sometime and I'm thinking about it.
Well, maybe that's one of the few good things that come out of all this. Got to meet some people and got a chance to show them what living on a farm was like.
And I got another one in Texas. She's married now. Her and her husband, I get a letter from them once in a while. They come every Christmas. There is a picture of the old dam.
Do you know who these folks here?
Yeah, I reckon I do. Them are some folks who come visit from out there. That's my mother. That's Mary Lee. That's me. That's Lillian Gordon. And that's Minnie Chapel. They're all dead, but me.
You said this other one here, is it Gordon? This lady standing next to you? That was a right good size. Damn. Is that just built up with rock?
That's right.
What held it together? What kind of mortar? Was it cement or
it was rock and then dirted on the back.
Dirted on the back.
Yeah. You ever see them dudes? The Siamese twins?
They came to live here in North Carolina.
They were settled up there in North Carolina, up there above Wilkesboro. One of their great nieces and nephews lived right down the road here. Bunker, Gladys Bunker and Fred.
I've heard of them. I knew that they lived here somewhere in North Carolina. How far across was this dam? I can see, you know, to begin here. How far
was it? Well, it's about far from where it is on over to the other side, you see there.
There are little bits and pieces of this dam left. You can still see where it was.
That come a pressure one night and washed it out, the center of it out. It's down to the creek bed now.
Mm. Do you remember other mills that were at all up the creek or farther up the creek?
Yeah, I remember. Well, I know about them is what I've been told.
Were they grist mills too?
Yeah, and a sawmill run by water.
Who ran that?
Mr. Apple, and that Thompson's old mill, it was a grist mill. I don't know, I just all I know what I've been told who won it.
There's still Thompsons living around here?
Oh, they all gone, all dead. Ed Johnson owned that old mill track over there. Thompson Mill, your professor down at Chapel Hill, you know him?
I know who he is, yeah.
He's a good friend of mine, old Ed's a good one. I think a lot of Fred Ed Johnson. And this here is a tobacco barn raising where we lived. And they put that tobacco barn up in a day. And my mother and grandmother had to cook dinner for and supper for all these men. And here's the women they had to feed. Will
it? I was just seeing about how many it take in a day. About 30 men here. About 30 in that group.
Them were good old folk back then, I'm telling you. Many of them gone on, though.
This was in Wilkes County?
Surrey.
Oh, this is in Surrey.
Above Mount Airy.
Are you in this picture anywhere?
I'm in this one.
With your hand up. You're the one with your hand up to your eyes right there in the front row. Which one here is your mama?
Right there, mama. Okay.
The second one in from the right. Did they have the logs cut ahead of time and everything?
Yeah, I had them cut and hewed with an axe.
Then what'd they put it together with? Was it just laid up?
They notched them at the corners and fitted the knot in the logs and them notches.
They caulk it with anything? Put anything between the
logs? They have cheek it with pieces of wood and then daub it with mud, clay. I don't know my daddy when he was 12 years old. No, that's my granddaddy.
He looks like a priest.
I got my daddy's picture here somewhere on 10, 12 years old. I made a mistake there.
Looks like a clean-cut preacher.
That's my granddaddy. I don't know what I've done with that in the daddy.
That's a good tintype. Usually the tintypes aren't that good. That's a... They can be reproduced.
Yeah.
You can get a picture of that so that, you know, you could have it, instead of having it in the metal there and get it lightened up. Well, I won't take up any more of your day. I don't have any plans. I'd love to just sit and talk to you. I'll think of 100 things I didn't ask you, I'm sure. What about the, would it be inconvenient for me to show me those blankets talking about?
No, I'll come here in a minute.
I'd love to see them.
Let me get this junk all back.
Sure, let's put it back so you know where things are. You said the lady painted this?
Yeah.
Rachel?
And she painted one at large. I went to tell you about that high and she brought up here. She said, now, I want to know, is this exactly like it was? I said, yeah, except we left that tree out over there. But I said, that don't hurt nothing.
Her name Rachel Best? Is that what you said?
Yeah. What did
I'd like to see that. Maybe I could get a picture of it myself. And use it.
Where did I put them pictures with those in here?
Right here are some. These the pictures? That
that's what I'm looking for.
And one of the house. And that was a separate one.
I wish I could find them other ones, but I can't. I've got them put away. I've got stuff brought up here. I moved up here that I've hunted and hunted for, and I ain't found yet since I moved up here. She was a good mama.
Well, I'm sorry for your trouble, because I have a real love for the land myself. I own 100 acres. I have a camp, too, and it's not that I'm unneighborly or don't like people. I like people fine, but when they move right in on top of you and take away the open fields and...
Taking away all the beauty of nature.
Yeah, they just...
That's what I say about politics. I don't think... I like the old way best. Now, a lot of this new dang thing and business, all right. Come on in here.
Okay. Now, these are white. And what do you call them, a bed cover?
Bedspread.
And your mama, that was
my great... My great-grandmother...
What was her name?
Nancy Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
Planted the cotton seed, picked the seed out of the cotton, and spun the thread, and wove it into this bedspread.
And now you go through a carding process?
You spin it, spin the thread, the cotton in the thread, and then...
She had a spinning wheel of her own.
She had a spinning wheel of her own. She had the spinning wheel. She had the carding machine. She had
the loom
and everything.
And this is just beautiful. And she picked out her own
pattern
here.
That's right, herself.
And then the trim on this?
Tobacco, what we used to twine tobacco with years ago, and she made that lace knitted in.
Is that also a cotton thread?
Yeah.
Now,
it's all cotton.
When they were raising tobacco and they had some cotton, they raised the cotton to make something like this. Did they make their own thread for the cotton
for themselves was to spin to make their clothes. Spin their, what they, flour sack, meal sack, and bedspread and so on.
There's a couple more here. Did she make all of these?
What? That's the pillowcases there.
Uh-huh.
There's the other ones she made.
They are beautiful. They'd fit on a big double bed, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah.
They're beautiful, Mr. Armstrong. And so are your flowers. You certainly have a talent. They seem to be quite moist.
Yeah, you got to keep them moist. Don't let them get too dry. And when your buds fall off, when they get too...
Well, people told me my buds fell off because they were too dry.
Hey, a few lessons of what somebody else said. This year, I got a book on cactus and this and that. And if I do right the opposite, it's the only way I can get them to grow. I tell you, much of this stuff is just published is just for the money racket. They don't have no... I tell you, your own experience is worth more than... I like to experience myself.
That's the truth.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah. Put that bedspread my great-grandmother pieced for me when I was a little.